The second is Ian Smith, which is the coordinator of Casagrass 2, among a million other things.
We've extended the international partners, CESI in China, Citronics from the Russian Federation, the University of São Paulo, Brazil, Custom Media from Malaysia. We have GIFSI from India, High Tech Aid USA, Ettrick Korea, and YRP in Japan. Professor Sakamura, who I know has spoken at many of these events. Project began June 1st, 2010, 24 months, and it's a CSA. And here are just four of the key things that we're looking at: promoting and accommodating the outcomes of Casagrass 1, which, isn't it interesting, echoed very much many of the points you made, that basically we have a lot of duplication, we have perhaps quite a bit of confusion, and we need to bring everything together. Accommodating identity coding and management requirements, accommodating architectural developments, greater autonomy, building this framework of applications and services, and very important, foster the international dimensions of IoT realization, including socioeconomic issues, privacy, security, and governance. And this was a definition that we came up with in, it was in Shanghai, I beg your pardon, December 2008. And there have been a number of definitions since, and if you look in the cluster book, references made to the Casagrass definition, to the IERC definition. What we're currently doing as part of Casagrass 2 is to try to get a universal agreement. So we're now lobbying all our partners to see if they would be happy with the IERC definition, and we'll be coming with some recommendations, I think, fairly quickly. Tomorrow we're going to have a fun day because Professor Tony Furness, he's the short gentleman at the front with the fat hairy legs, that usually gets a laugh. He's really my partner. Professor Furness is preparing a presentation tomorrow on governance. And this will be given at the IERC meeting. And some of the highlights of what he's going to be talking about is that IoT has to be seen as a global development. And as such, there is a requirement for an international legal and governance framework which should be based on statement of purpose and structure, and that definitions are not enough. Based upon unequivocal imperatives, internet and interfacing with physical world objects. The extended model, internet and internet independent, flexible for supporting legacy, change and functionality, and staged development of governance framework. So hopefully this is going to cause a lot of discussion, and hopefully you will all want to take part in this discussion over the coming months. Because Tony's concept of a statement of structure for the Internet of Things reads, as you can see, an integrated, internationally agreed and standard-supported network, communications, interface, and actuation structure that exploits the existing and future Internet, existing and future fixed and mobile telecommunication systems, existing and future object-connected technologies, coupled prospectively with non-internet private networks and associated communication, interface and actuation structures, organized to, only an academic could read a sentence as long as this, organized to facilitate development of application and service layers specific to physical world, object-oriented needs and opportunities relating to the identified purpose for the Internet of Things. And I can tell you, Professor Furness has spent days and weeks solid at reading, trying to get a grasp and understanding, and I hope we'll have a good attendance at the IERC meeting tomorrow to be able to hear his presentation. So we're talking now about the need for this international platform. What we've come up with is, again, I have the pleasure of chairing the Global Assembly of the RACE Network RFID project, where I head up the Government Liaison Initiative. And so as a very first point of call, what we're trying to do is to get the 27 member states to really collaborate together in terms of RFID development. And it seems therefore very logical that what we're also, I shall be talking to these governments also about the possibility of having this link and network relating expanding also to the Internet of Things. But it's key and critical that we should talk to the rest of the world. And this is what Casagrass has largely been doing. We were at Brussels at the ICT 2010 show. We were at Paris at the CART show. I don't know if many of you managed to get there. I think we sat on a plane in Liverpool for 3 hours while there was an enormous snowstorm in Paris. But nevertheless, the event went ahead. We were in Wuxi in China, where we met something like 200 of China's leading experts on the IoT. We were in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, where we met nearly 600 of Malaysia's major businesses, academic institutions, who are totally, completely and utterly transfixed by the concept of what can be done. We're going to be in London and Athens. We were in Prague a month ago. We were at the RFID live show in Orlando again 3 weeks ago. We went to Vietnam, where we met all the ASEAN countries who have specific organizations looking at the development of the Internet of Things. We were in Copenhagen 10 days ago at the RFID Denmark show. And in the summer, we're looking forward to a 10-day roller coaster to Rio, Argentina, Chile, Colombia, Mexico, and thank goodness we'll end up sane in Las Vegas and be pulling something, we hope, which will have a lot of money dropping out at the end of it. And potentially in 2012, our final meeting will be in Africa. And what we're doing, it's not only a question of giving presentations, we're also listening and we're also getting input from these different parts of the world, which will form a part of some of our key deliverables. There's our website, you're invited to go and have a look at it. Very quickly running through the window to the IoT world. You know, in India, their key perspective, application areas, e-agriculture, e-education, e-health, connected home, perhaps primarily what you would expect. Look at their specific requirements. Low cost, bandwidth constraint, ease of use for non-techno-savvy users. Key, and critical. Look at Korea. Korea probably heading in so many areas, safe Korea, smart Korea, strong Korea, sustainable Korea, something again we're very happy to have Korea as an active partner. This was our visit to Wuxi in China. Again, very many of the leading Chinese experts in the IoT were there. The European China Experts Group were there, and I was very pleased that also I was there with all our partners from Casagrass too, and we agreed a number of cooperation issues with the Chinese. If we look at Japan and what's happening in Japan, so many different areas led by Professor Sakamura to a large extent, not only in the industrial side, but also where he's leading in application for places, the disabled, etc., etc. America, isn't it surprising? Isn't it good, perhaps, that America are lagging a little bit behind? They got bitten once with the original IoT that came out of the MIT initiative so many years ago and cost the industry millions and millions of dollars, and there's been slow acceptance. But as a result, largely of Casagrass 2, our American partner has now established an IoT initiative in the States, which is bringing together some of the leaders so that we can be sure that as we sit down in Europe to look to define and develop the Internet of Things, we're going to have the support of some of the major players. Southeast Asia, I mean, who would have believed 3 weeks ago, three Casagrass partners flew out for a one-day meeting in Ho Chi Minh City, and they met all partners from all ASEAN countries who gave brief reports. And I'm just going to read you two or three things. Brunei, they said, well, we're very involved IoT-wise in environmental monitoring of the rainforest. We have presentations from Cambodia. Indonesia said, we're dealing with road signs on highways, fleet management, IP-based early warning system. Laos said, I've never heard of the IoT before this meeting. Sorry. No, that's fine, don't worry. I just wondered if you're still awake. The Philippines, climate monitoring for cultural heritage, slope management, tracking of ocean currents. Singapore, smart home, smart buildings. Thailand, IP-based medical devices, automatic dam monitoring system. Vietnam, the iDragon Cloud platform, allowing devices to connect to the cloud. So as I think we can see, IoT is capturing the imagination of the world, but there's a lot of question marks, perhaps, what exactly is it? We're currently collaborating very closely with partners in Africa, across the whole of Africa, and of course here we have a total different scenario to what we would expect perhaps in Europe or in the United States or even in parts of South America. And Africa is saying, we need it too, don't forget, but remember, our needs and our requirements are going to be quite different to what you take for granted in Europe. Part and parcel of our journey, we've recently launched this last week, an IoT Essentials. The only reason I'm showing it, this is an e-magazine, is because of the beautiful picture in the bottom left-hand corner of Mr. Santucci, who talks to a great extent and a lot of sense about his dreams and aspirations for the future of IoT in Europe. So, in summary, it's a great pleasure to be back in Hungary. I'm hoping tonight I might lose Professor Furness and retrace some of those romantic steps that I first enjoyed 27 years ago. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to meet and talk to people who are involved in different projects. And it's a pleasure to be part and parcel of such an exciting project, which we wish everybody the best of luck. Let's remember, it's international, and without that global support, we're probably going nowhere. Thank you.